6, CLX here.
Tell me you're not sitting on 85.
No, I'm, got an off 85 and I'm, I don't know, 5 minutes from the house or so.
That's good, at least you're not stuck out there, you made it home safe. Almost, anyway.
Well, for me, traffic's been kind of light today.
For me, too, I think the rain's kept everybody home.
I like it. And also, I chose a good weekend, last weekend, to seed the lawn for next year, so hopefully it's not washed away, but growing.
Water.
As gate as I am, it's nice to save the water bill.
You laugh. I was driving down Wade Hampton today, or this morning, and it's raining, and I look over, and Chili's has got its sprinklers all watering the grass.
That
happens. Put them on a timer, and they just go off when you set them. You don't know if it's raining or not.
Rain sensor. But when I have new gutters put on, I took it down and see the new gutters have been on for 4 years and I haven't put it back up.
Well, that ain't no good. Have a pretty productive day today.
I'm swimming in them.
Doubled with you.
I'm sorry about that. I was saying I got so many of those round toots around the house. I'm swimming in them.
Right there with you. The honeydew list, just, I don't know, I can never get on top of that thing.
Yes. Oh man, we're stirred it up. N6 CLX.
Hey Gary, KO4HTX here.
Hey Mike, I just wanted to let y'all know that you won't never get on top of a honeydew list and you don't never run out of round to it.
And with much experience.
5 years, and I don't know how I had time to go to work.
My neighbor retired about that long ago. He says, man, he wakes up, and the next thing you know, it's time to eat dinner.
Chairman, I think I'll keep my job.
As a, you know, you put off so much stuff while you're working, and when you retire, you try to catch up. It's a never-ending battle, and I haven't been able to do it yet, so I'm just going to keep plugging at it one day at a time.
And can do.
And play on the radio all day. Don't you think that'll work?
And it will work for a little while until you find out what all you're putting off while you play on the radio. So it's all a toss-up. You know, you do what you have to and do what you want to. The only thing about being retired, you don't never get a day off.
I got to go to work for an excuse either.
Patrick, you know,
I was when I retire, someone comes up and says, congratulations. Now you have no more bills to pay and no more responsibility.
What you're saying there, you and Mike doubled.
But again, I said, did you get my email yesterday about giving me a call when you got ready tomorrow?
Yes, sir, I did, and I appreciate you being patient with me and working with me on that. Is there a time that's better for you tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon?
You, doesn't matter to me.
Sounds good. I'll make my plans tonight, and I'll either email you or text you first thing in the morning and let you know. Thank you again for that.
We try to help when we can. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mike. You were saying something, and I double with you. I got part of the end of it, but I don't know what you said to start with.
Listening to that, I was just saying, I was hoping when I retire or something, I'd be gifted no responsibilities and all my bills paid for me.
Saying that I'm spending my children's inheritance. So you take that for what it's worth.
All the way to the bank. I'm going to bid y'all a good evening. I'm in the driveway. I made it home safely. Again, I'm going to put the antenna down and put this thing in the garage. N6 CLX, I'm going to be clear.
Mike, 73s. Glad you made it home safe.
Okay, you have a good evening, what's left of it, and get you some rest so you can go do it again tomorrow. KI4DLS Mobile.
Put you out mobiling around doing getting dinner?
That's where I'm headed.
Menu tonight. You know that over in that way, so I know for next time.
You know where the clock restaurant is on 183 and Hamburg Road?
I do.
I'm headed right now.
Remember, right, that's the one that come down out of Ballard where I live.
The tree goes between Greenville and Pickens. You can turn on 183 off of Whitehorse Road off of 25 up there and go towards Pickens, and it's down there on the left.
Yeah, I'm talking about the couple that opened that restaurant up. They used to have that restaurant up in Ballard, and then the landlord decided he wanted to double the rent, so they moved out.
Well, I'm glad they moved down here. I don't know that that's what happened, but if that's what happened, they got good food and reasonable prices and all of that. So we visit over here every once in a while, not every night or not once a week, but every once in a while.
When I'm thinking about it, that's the one that come down from up there, and I can't remember their name for the life of me right now. But the owner ended up selling the property because he thought he could rent it for that, and then now there's a Dunkin' Donuts in there.
You don't ever know, do you?
There's a lot of people drive down from up around the house down there to eat.
They're blessed with. There's an awfully lot of good eating places around. Whether it be up in Brevard or down here. That idiot passed me on a double yellow line in a curve, and he's still in the left lane, and then he just made a right turn and almost hit a car. I hope the boy gets home safely.
That all day long. It floors me the way people drive anymore.
Had it all the time, and of course, I'm glad that I'm not out there in the truck all the time anymore. I've seen so many things that I would like to forget, but every once in a while, something will happen like that right there, and it brings a bunch of them back. But I understand what you're saying. You're on the road a lot, and you see a lot, which is not necessarily a good thing, but it's amazing what you see out there on the road, what happens.
It's amazing how careless people are, reckless with their life and everybody else's around them.
Hey, if they want to be reckless with theirs, I just don't want them to be reckless with mine. Or anybody else's, for that matter, you know. Looks like some of them have got a death wish the way they drive.
For sure, and it's everywhere, not just here.
I've driven, I drove a truck east to west, north to south. I've been in every state. Well, I haven't been in every state. There's five states that I haven't been in. That's North and South Dakota, Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Been in all the rest of them, though.
Truck driver, too. When I was younger, before I started school, we always rode with him everywhere, cross country. So I've been in most all of them myself.
I'm talking about. I did the same thing. I took my youngest son with me. My oldest son didn't want to go, which didn't bother me one way or the other, but my youngest son went with me quite a bit, and he seemed to enjoy it, but he got to where he don't like driving much anymore either. Patrick, I've arrived here at the restaurant today. I'm going to jump out and run in and grab our food, and I'll be back here in a few minutes, I hope. You be careful on the road and just shoot me an email or a text or something tonight, and we'll get together tomorrow. Say 73 to you for now, just in case I don't catch you when I come back out. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
73 is Gary. I'll be around for a little while. I'm meeting one more customer, and then I'm heading to the house. So you be careful out there. KO4HKX. Now I'm clear.